Good morning and welcome to the conversation. I'm Chris Vanderkirk. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of people who came to Hawaii thinking of eventually retiring here find out they can't do it.
Well, that's true, and that kind of goes across all socioeconomic backgrounds.
Yeah.
I'm sort of amazed at the people who say, you know, I've lived here, worked here, I'm leaving.
Got to get out. Yep.
Well, we're going to talk about that this morning because affordability, quality of life, and health care in the rankings of WalletHub's latest survey, that triumvirate was enough to earn our state a spot as the fifth worst state in the nation in which to retire. Now, that's probably not news to you if you're still working and finding it tough to cover your bills and enjoy your life. WalletHub spokesperson Jill Gonzalez is back with all the details that might mean you might want to plan your post-work years elsewhere. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to talk to you again. Just looking at some of the bottom line issues with Hawaii, some of them in those three areas that we just talked about, not going to be surprises to people. Affordability, we talk about all the time. Healthcare. Quality of life, though. Most people in Hawaii believe they have a pretty good quality of life because, you know, they're here and we talk about that a lot. What specifically came in for Hawaii under quality of life that really put us into the worst list?
Well, quality of life was kind of middle of the pack for Hawaii. The real thing that dragged Hawaii down was affordability, so no surprise there. But as far as quality of life, there were certainly some very good metrics. One, there's a pretty high population that is age 65 or older within Hawaii, the eighth highest in the country at around 16%. So clearly, people do retire there. It's just a little bit harder to do that, but people still make that a goal and a priority. And I think one reason why there is a big population of elderly people is because a lot of them are actually still working. So of that population, almost 20% are actually still working right now. So that might be, you know, really how they're supplementing retirement income if one or two people within the household are actually still working there.
It also speaks to the idea of engagement, and we've been told by gerontologists for a very long time that the longer you stay engaged, usually the longer your life is.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing that we did look at here as well. This wouldn't be under quality of life for the purposes of this study, but we looked into average life expectancy, highest in the nation in Hawaii at 81.3 years old.
That sounds like very good news for us, but that also means, though, that we have to have the health care to be able to support an aging population and one in which we have the longest live people. So let's talk a little bit about health care. For a lot of people who live on neighbor islands, finding a hospital proximal to where they're living or at least within a decent driving distance is tough.
Yes. So the healthcare in terms of quality is really top-notch here. But when we're looking at the number of nurses, the number of private, federal, state, or local government hospital establishments, that accessibility, that's the factor that Hawaii doesn't really have. Once you do get there or find it, it is top-notch quality. It's just really getting there. That's the struggle.
So aren't we, you know, lower in the list in terms of healthcare facilities per capita?
Yes, in terms of health care or hospital facilities per capita, that's where Hawaii ranks lower in the list. But in terms of, you know, emotional health, in terms of people of 65 years old or over with good or better health, second best in the country, still a lot of active people physically. So because of that, you could argue that health care isn't as needed in terms of access, but when you need it, you need it. And that's why having at least a good number to go around is still important.
You mentioned that the big, you know, stone that brought us into that worst list as the first of fifth in the nation is because of affordability. No real surprises there. But just exactly how did you measure that when I know you had so many metrics in those three key areas, but specifically those for affordability? What did they look like?
Well, first and foremost, we looked at cost of living, where Hawaii ranks quite high here. Of course, import taxes, et cetera, are really the causation there. But so much as that, I mean, being a taxpayer, it's not necessarily the worst place. Yes, sales and excise taxes might be higher, but other tax rates are pretty middle of the road. Social Security is not taxed, so that's a benefit here. Pensions are mostly exempt. There are some plans that will be taxed, but other than that, it's not too bad. So the taxpayer part isn't necessarily the worst. And then when you get into the annual cost of in-home services, again, a lot of travel required there. So that is pretty costly, upwards of $54,000 yearly. And that was one of the highest costs in the country.
That put us at 44th in terms of other states. But back to the adjusted cost of living, I mean, we are there at 51st. That seems to be really the bottom line, that whether you can afford the health care or having someone in your home, if you just can't afford to live here, that's the bottom line.
Exactly. And to give you a factor of what we mean by cost of living, so say you go to the grocery store in most places in the country, if you have a bag of groceries that add up to $100, it's kind of the norm here. That same bag of groceries would cost more like $170 in Hawaii. So obviously you can extrapolate from there and go into different types of costs.
And that's for most people, because although we know that we have a lot of people who may need to have in-home care or may need to have assisted living, for a lot of people who don't, you're just talking about the basic necessities of life that are so expensive.
Exactly. A 65% increase on your basic necessities is hard to afford for most people. So again, we're not saying, hey, don't retire in Hawaii or don't stay in Hawaii through retirement, but you do need to plan for it.
Planning for it for a lot of people who even have been living here and earning a Hawaii wage has still become difficult. As you look at all of the states and people moving into other areas, were you at all measuring outflow from Hawaii and people who are choosing to go someplace else to retire, even though they've been living here for quite some time?
No, we didn't look at inflow or outflow for this study. We just looked at the sheer numbers of affordability, quality of life, tried to quantify it more so in cost.
Well, maybe that will be the next study, Jill. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime.
Jill Gonzalez is the spokesperson for Wallet Hub. The latest survey of the best and worst places to retire is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.